Picture this, if you will. You've been crazy busy at work, and now you're finally on vacation. You arrive at your favorite beach destination for 10 days off from the grind at work to spend it with your most dear friends and family. You finally get there. You step onto the beach, you let your kids dip their toes in the water, and you plop down on your favorite beach chair to get a little R&R in the sun. And you finally get to crack open your favorite fiction read. Life is pretty good. You're so relaxed. Your spouse is watching the kids. Your in-laws are entertaining themselves by building sandcastles. Your buddies are preoccupied with building a beach tent. You're so comfortable that you pass out right on the beach. You're exhausted. You've been working so hard, finally able to let go of all your worries. 2 hours later, you wake up and you realize that your skin is on fire. In the busyness of all the prep work getting to the beach, you simply forgot to pack and put on some sunscreen. You know you messed up. The rest of your awesome vacation is going to be hampered by your lobster red, painful skin. You pop a couple of ibuprofens and wish that you had a little more foresight. Okay. This episode is not about sunscreen. We've already inundated you on that topic, so you really should never find yourself in that picture I just painted for you. But what if it did happen? Are there ways you could have prevented that very situation? What if you didn't have access to sunscreen because you went to some exotic Caribbean island that didn't have sunscreen? Here's the good news. You can prep for a lot of sun exposure and not have to worry as much about sunscreen if you eat certain foods. And that's what we're going to talk about today. As always, I want to remind you that this is not medical advice. This content was made for you for educational and informational purposes only. So what do I mean by certain foods? I'm going to share with you a study that showed that tomato paste, when even just a little was consumed every day for 10 weeks, can reduce your risk of sunburn. The reference is linked in your show notes. Here are the details. You've heard me use the term carotenoid before. Basically, these are micronutrients that have antioxidant properties, and they're found in fruits, vegetables, and some dairy products. Carotenoids are fat soluble, meaning you have to eat a little fat in your meal in order for your body to absorb them. Once they're absorbed, they can get into various tissues inside your body, including your eyes and your skin. There are correlations between a high intake of foods rich in carotenoids and lower rates of degenerative diseases. The protective effect of carotenoids are thought to be due to their antioxidant properties. One of the carotenoids, lycopene, may be the most efficient antioxidant in existence. Tomatoes and tomato products are a major dietary source of lycopene for humans. Tomato paste in particular has some of the highest concentrations of lycopene, even when compared to tomato juice or fresh tomatoes. Because sun exposure leads to damage to your skin, and what I mean by that is when you get UV light from the sun, your skin reacts with redness and swelling, also known as a sunburn, which is basically a reparative inflammatory response. Carotenoids have anti-inflammatory properties, and there's some science that shows that over-consuming carotenoids, including lycopene, may protect your skin from sun damage. On the basis of this information, some scientists performed a study that looked at consumption of tomato paste and sunburn response in healthy volunteers. Here's the study design. 22 healthy adults aged 26 to 67 took part in this study. They had to have inherent sun sensitivity at baseline, and what that means is that they had light skin, blonde or light brown hair, the type of skin that you'd expect to burn after sun exposure. These volunteers were divided into two groups. One received 40 grams of tomato paste per day, and that's not a lot. 40 grams is around an ounce and a half, by the way, so we're not talking about a ton of tomato paste every day. They also received 10 grams of olive oil with their tomato paste, and this was to ensure that they were absorbing their carotenoids, because remember, carotenoids need fat in order to be absorbed. The other group, by contrast, just got olive oil. They received the same amount of olive oil as the people in the tomato paste treatment group. The two groups had blood work performed at the beginning of the study, after 4 weeks, and then at the 10-week mark. The reason for the blood work was to determine their blood levels of carotenoids and to see if there were differences between those who were eating the tomato paste versus those who only got olive oil. This was one endpoint that was being studied. The second endpoint was skin levels of carotenoids. In theory, these would be elevated or remain elevated in people who were eating tomato paste, as the lycopene in the tomato paste would provide a source for carotenoids for the skin. Again, remember, when absorbed from the gut, carotenoids get shuffled around in your body, including in your skin, and that can be measured. The third endpoint was the crux of the research study. How did the volunteers fare when exposed to ultraviolet light, which simulates sunlight? They had skin on their backs exposed to ultraviolet light at three different time intervals: at the beginning of the study, after 4 weeks, and at the 10-week mark. Then they looked at how badly these study participants burned. And here's what they found. First, they found that people who ate the tomato paste had much higher levels of blood carotenoids. They found elevations of blood lycopene at week 4 and at week 10 in the people that had tomato paste as their dietary intervention. And it was slightly higher at the 10-week mark, which means that lycopene continued to accumulate in these tomato paste eaters. Second, they found that skin carotenoid levels remained normal in the tomato paste eating group. By contrast, skin carotenoids decreased in the olive oil eating only group. It's likely because these volunteers were not replenishing their carotenoids enough because they weren't eating the tomato paste, which is a rich dietary source of carotenoids. Lastly, the scientists found that the tomato paste eaters, after 10 weeks of eating tomato paste, were able to withstand simulated sunlight much better than the olive oil only group. In other words, the intervention group didn't show signs of sunburn. And what that means is that regularly eating tomato paste is able to increase your ability to withstand sun exposure and not experience a sunburn as easily. Cool, right? I'll point out that at 4 weeks, the differences in sunburn response was the same between both groups, so the benefit takes a while to kick in. If this study were generalizable to all of us, I would recommend that you eat tomato paste at least 1.5 ounces every day for 10 weeks before you plan your sunny beach trip. I'd also recommend you wear a mineral sunscreen. That's all for today. I hope you learned something actionable. Now go and eat some tomato paste. If you're looking for a premium all-natural moisturizer for your skin this winter, look no further. Go to mdcrafted.co, click the shop button to buy your soon-to-be favorite moisturizer today. All of our customers have unanimously called the moisturizer a home run. It's been described as hydrating, non-greasy, light, and suitable for every part of your skin, including your face. Why suffer from dry, itchy skin when you can enjoy beautiful, hydrated, and happy skin today? Go to mdcrafted.co right now and do your skin a solid. As a bonus, if you sign up for our email list, I'll send you a 20% discount for your first purchase. Just reply to my welcome email and let me know you listen to the podcast, and I'll send you that discount right away. Take care and talk to you soon.